For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss. In January 2005, Sudan's legendary peace accord went into effect. The South's independence is coming through an autonomous government. SIM's Steve Strauss says there's a window of opportunity until the next election in 2011.
We are sending in teams, which will include teams of missionaries from Ethiopia and Nigeria. These will be people who can go in specifically to help rebuild the educational infrastructure as elementary school teachers, but then serve as evangelist disciplers to help nurture and build up the Sudanese church.
Pray for those in ministry in Sudan as it heals from 21 years of civil war. Next, Open Doors says Iran's president dealt a severe blow to believers by outlawing Muslims who convert to Christianity. Ethnic Christians are still allowed to express their own faith within their own church walls, but those who come from a Muslim background face tremendous risk because the government wants them to return to Islam. The new policy threatens evangelism and discipleship efforts. An Open Doors worker says cell groups are now meeting in secret, so pray for solid teaching. And things are coming back on track in the Gulf Coast region. InterVarsity's National Coordinator for Urban Projects, Randy White, says students from four states are helping with InterVarsity's Katrina relief.
Urban projects, which is what we call these experiential discipleship events, really bring these two things back together, where the Word of God and the work of God go side by side. And so working in a disaster zone such as has happened in areas affected by Katrina has really helped us develop these programs.
They hope to bring physical and spiritual long-term transformation to devastated communities. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.